With Montana News, I'm Nick Mott. Yellowstone National Park officials today said the bear that attacked a 10-year-old boy near Old Faithful yesterday was a grizzly. They also said they don't plan to pursue or trap the bear. The last bear attack in the park was in 2015 when a grizzly killed and partially consumed a hiker. In that case, the bear was trapped and euthanized. I talked with Yellowstone Public Affairs Specialist Morgan Worthen about the incident.
So around 10 a.m. yesterday, so August 23rd, a family of four, they were from Washington, encountered an adult female grizzly bear a half mile up the Divide Trail, which is located southeast of Old Faithful.
What happened when they encountered that bear?
So the son, he ran away from the bear when it charged out of vegetation towards the family. And then the bear chased the boy, knocked him to the ground, and then the parents effectively deployed bear spray about 5 feet from the bear's face. And then after that, the bear shook its head and left the area.
What sorts of injuries did the boy sustain? You know, is he all right?
Well, what we do know is that the boy, so he was a 10-year-old, he suffered an injured wrist, puncture wounds to the back, and wounds around the buttocks.
What was going to happen to the grizzly that attacked the boy?
Well, law enforcement and bear management staff, upon hearing about this incident, immediately responded to the area. They investigated it last night, and what we know is that they determined that there was an adult female grizzly bear coupled with at least one cub of the year or a yearling bear. What they also discovered was that the bears were likely foraging next to the trail when the encounter occurred. So park rangers, they do not intend to search for the bear. Since this incident, it was a surprise encounter with a female grizzly bear defending its cub.
Did the family do anything right or wrong in terms of how they dealt with this encounter?
I got to tell you, the Yellowstone National Park, we applaud the family for several things. One in which they were traveling in a group, they were carrying bear spray, and then third, they knew how to effectively use this spray during their emergency.
What can other hikers learn from this experience?
You know, I think there's a couple things. Most important is that all of Yellowstone National Park is bear habitat. And that means in the deepest part of the backcountry, like in the thoroughfare of Yellowstone, to even the boardwalks around Mammoth Hot Springs. Given that, we ask all hikers to prepare for bear encounters no matter where they go. Anyone and everyone who comes to the park, they reduce their risk of a bear encounter by carrying bear spray. There's other things they can do as well, which is be alert, make noise, hike in groups, just as this family was, of three or more, and do not run if you encounter a bear.
That's Morgan Worthen, Public Affairs Specialist for Yellowstone National Park. I'm Nick Mott, Montana Public Radio.